The board had previously considered using handwriting recognition software to help it decipher whether there were duplicate signatures on the petitions, but that stood to be a slow process and possibly a buggy one. Yesterday, Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy said staff was now considering checking for duplicates in a statistical sampling of recall petitions.
And then you can project that across the total number of signatures. It's done routinely in states that have election-related petition process, such as the initiatives that you see on the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, Colorado.
Kennedy says the method could comply with the ruling from Waukesha County Judge Mac Davis that ordered the board to more proactively search for fictitious and duplicate names. While an appeals court ordered Davis's ruling be vacated, that process takes time. Kennedy and board chairman David Deininger say the ruling is still in effect for the time being, while further legal briefs are being filed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.